Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
This is the Pat McCrory Show with Governor McCrory. I'm Bo Thompson. We go to the WBT hotline and welcome, in this year of the pandemic, outside of President Trump and Joe Biden, perhaps the most famous man in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Welcome to WBT, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Dr. Fauci, this former Governor Pat McCrory, really, first of all, thank you for your public service. I know it's very hard being in the public eye for both you and your family, and it's almost a volunteer experience. And it's, you know, I went through being a very high-profile public figure, getting hits from all ends, and it's not easy, and I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for saying that.
Very quickly, wearing masks. I'm a big advocate of wearing masks. And by the way, I wish we would have done it much earlier, all of us. But I will say this, that in wearing masks, I think we're all doing it wrong. When I watch Schumer or Pelosi or President Trump or myself, I wear my mask, and then to talk, I take it off and shove it in my pocket, and then 20 minutes later, take it out of my pocket. Is that good?
One.
Because I think I'm putting my hands all over it, and I noticed Congressmen doing the same thing in the halls of Congress, and the president doing the same thing.
Yeah, you know, Governor, you got that right, and that's something that people intuitively do, because they sometimes find it more difficult when they're speaking, particularly when they're near somebody, because the mask is for two reasons. It's to assume correctly that since so many people are infected without any symptoms, in order to protect society, you need to wear a mask to prevent you from infecting somebody else, and somebody else wears a mask to protect them from infecting you. There is some protection both ways, but you're absolutely right, because one of the ways the virus leaves the body is when you speak. And it seems almost paradoxical that people take their masks off when they speak. You can do that when you're in a public arena and there is no one within 6 or 10 feet of you. I can see that. But what people should not do is when they're close to someone and they're speaking, take their mask off. You should leave it on, because a virus does leave you even when you speak and don't necessarily have to cough or sneeze. And that's something we're finding out more and more evidence of.
In fact, with masks, we used to say when you wear a mask, it was mainly protect someone else from you giving the disease. Now they're saying both ways. It's beneficial also in protecting you from getting someone else's, or at least it helps. It's not 100%. Do you agree with that it's now both ways?
I absolutely do, Governor. It's both ways. And again, I think the thing that gets people confused is that when you look at the data and the studies that show that, it isn't perfect. In other words, there's no perfect protection. But it gets back to that old saying, which is so true, that we don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good. So you can't say, you know, it's a very good thing to be wearing a mask to prevent you from infecting others and to stop others from infecting you. It's not perfect. But if you combine that with physical distancing and avoiding crowds and doing things mostly outdoors versus indoors, and washing your hands frequently, that five combination of things, when you put them together, they clearly, clearly show that they prevent the surges of infection and they turn around the surges that have already occurred. So masks are a very important part of a multi-component way to prevent transmission and acquisition of infection.
We are talking to Dr. Anthony Fauci exclusively here on WBT, of course, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, you have seen a lot this year. We've all seen a lot. I want you to look forward for a moment and tell me what you think the United States of America looks like on August 13th, 2021.
You know, what the United States of America looks like in August 2021 is going to depend a lot on two things: what the behavior and what the American public do vis-a-vis confronting this outbreak in a very serious, uniform, consistent way, plus the success, which I hope, and I'm cautiously optimistic, of a vaccine that is safe and effective in preventing infection. If we can put those two things together, synergize them, good public health practices in a very, very, very prudent manner, careful manner, we could open up the economy. I'm certain that we can do that if we do it correctly. You add to that a vaccine that we hope would be available either by the end of this year or the beginning of 2021. By the time we get to August 2021, if we do those things, I believe we will have turned this around.
Dr. Fauci, this is Pat McCrory again. We're having a little controversy in North Carolina regarding whether we're making rules based upon science or is there actually politics involved. For example, our bars are closed, but our breweries are open as long as they have a food truck at their brewery. Our gyms are closed, our bowling alleys are closed, but our adult nightclubs are open. Our high schools are not reopening, but our universities are. You know, this is where I think there's confusion, and not just in North Carolina, but across the nation.
You make a very good point, and that's one of the things that I just mentioned a moment ago, but you've nailed it with what you said. We've really got to be consistent with the principles, and the principles are, as we've said, you know, wearing masks, physical distancing, avoiding crowds. You know, the idea about bars is very clear. When people congregate in bars, anything in which you have congregation where people do not wear masks, which make it even worse, that's what feeds the outbreak. So if you have situations, whether it's indoors in a restaurant or a concert or what have you, you've got to get away from the feeling that I really would like to do this because people really like to do that. You've got to be consistent, and consistency is what I just said about physical distancing, crowds, and masks. No matter where you are, I get that question all the time, that if you want to do this, what about that? Be consistent across the board.
Dr. Fauci, we just found out here in Charlotte that high school football is going to be pushed to February last night. College football is a mixed bag with the Big Ten not playing this fall, but the ACC around these parts may play. I know you're a sports fan. The NFL looks like it's headed for a regular season. Football, in many ways, is a connector in this country, and I'm curious, that's one of the few sports we haven't seen actually played during this pandemic, and we're all wondering where this is all going to go. Is it safe to play football in this pandemic amid what we're going on right now?
Well, you know, it really is a mixed bag depending upon where you are playing and what particular protocols you've done with the players. The thing about football that's clearly different from a sport like golf or tennis or even baseball to some extent is the constant physical contact that you have. So making sure if you have a protocol that can actually assure that the players are protected, that those who are infected are immediately taken out of the loop, and that you could screen them enough. With a good protocol, you may be able to pull it off. But that really depends on what the situation is in where you happen to be. I mean, if you're in the middle of a red hot zone where there's a lot of infection, that makes it very difficult to do those kinds of things.
Dr. Fauci, one of my criticisms has been that we aren't benchmarking this virus and its death rate and its sickness rate and its spread to other types of virus, including the flu, including the pandemic of 1918, which, by the way, hit North Carolina at Camp Green, a World War I camp, very hard in 1918, a very severe winter, too.
Right.
Are we benchmarking enough? Like, all the headlines are about this one virus, but there's no comparison or benchmarking on how this compares to other things that are also, sadly, killing individuals of all age groups.
Yeah, well, you know, well, I'll give you a benchmark that is sobering.
Okay.
That right now, the deaths from coronavirus in the United States are the third leading cause of death in the United States. That's nothing we've ever seen with anything until going way back to what you just referred to, Governor, namely the 1918 pandemic. I mean, that was the horror show of all horror shows that killed 50 to 100 million people. We don't anticipate that that's going to happen. But for sure, it is the worst pandemic outbreak that we have had in 102 years since 1918. Worse than the 1968, worse than the 1957, and far worse than the 2009 H1N1 swine flu. So those are some benchmarks that are real.
Very
good.
I mean,
already we have 161,000 people have died and over 5 million infections. We've not had that since 1918.
Although in 1918, a lot of more younger people were dying compared to now, where the death rate is a much higher age, I guess, is the comparison.
Right. Yeah, this is a very, very unusual outbreak, and that's what confuses people, because of all the infections that I have chased, as it were, over the last 40 years, I've never seen a virus that has such a broad range of manifestations, from 40% of the people with no symptoms, some people minor symptoms, some people symptoms enough to keep them in bed for a couple of weeks, some needing hospitalization, some intensive care, and some die, with a very, very strong propensity of elderly individuals and those with underlying conditions dying. But the fact is, they do get into trouble and die. So that was confusing people, because so many people do very, very well.
Dr. Fauci, I'm getting word from your people that we need to let you go, and I want to remain true to what we said we would do. So thank you so much.
I want to thank you and your family and all your fellow colleagues, by the way, and give my best to Vice President Pence, too, for all. I know you are working unlimited hours. God bless each one of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Good to have. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know that voice, I know you do, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a WBT exclusive here this morning, and we appreciate his time.